burrito.
Ve'ezrat Hashem, we're holding in Siman Resh Chet Saif Dalet. Maran says, Achal Dagan Chai. If he ate raw or whole, it really means whole, raw wheat, or raw barley, or raw oats, or asui kelayot, or even if it's roasted, or shaluk, or even cooked, or boiled, v'agarinim shelemim, but the kernels are whole, eno mevarech ela bore pri ha'adama, uvachara bore mefashot. That's not what the chachamim meant by daisa, and whatever. In order to be mizonot, it has to be cooked into a porridge, and a porridge is when the grains break down. Hagaha.
Grains break down.
Yeah. No, let's get the hagaha. The Tosfot nistapku. The Tosafot is not sure. Im yivarech la'acharav beracha me'ein shalosh. They're not sure. They said, listen, Chamesh Taminim, or wheat and barley for sure, is from the Shavat Taminim. And Shavat Taminim, you always have the Beracha Me'en Shalosh. Right? So even though I'm not making Mizonot, but maybe I should make, so I'm not making Mizonot, so I'm not going to say Ala Mechia, but maybe I should say Ala Aretz Ve'ala Perot. Al Perot Adama.
Why?
Because it needs the Ala Mechia. It needs the Me'en Shalosh. I can't say Ala Mechia, so I say Ala Aretz Al Perot Aretz. That's what Rabban Tosfot Nistap Beracha Me'en Shalosh. So Lachen Katus or Tosfot says Shelachen Nachon Shelo Ochlo Not to eat it Ela B'Toch HaSeuda Only during the meal V'Yifterin B'Berkat HaMazon. So Beracha Rishona is
Adama.
Beracha Acharona should be Borei Nefashot. Tosfot is not sure. He says only eat it B'Toch HaSeuda. Safek Beracha Acharona. Hagaha. Go back to the Hagaha. Tehade mevarech lefana bore pri adama. This is what I say if you boil the grains. You make adama. Hainu be'ochel chepin. Wheat. Kayotzebo. Wheat. And rye. And oats. And spelt. Aval ha'ochel se'orim shelemim. If it's whole barley. Afilu kiluyim ba'esh. Even if they're roasted. En amru'uyim le'echol rak al yedei adchak. It's only barely edible. Tehem mevarech lefnehem ela she'akol. You make shakur. Shnabra. Dagan hai. Kol chameshet aminim bechlal. All five grains are included. The Rama holek besorim. The Rama excludes seorim. The garinim shelim. Im rotze lomar. Shelo chelekam et techla. He didn't split them in the beginning into pieces like the burgol. Vegam lo net ma'achu kelal ayedei bishul. And they also didn't get a little bit crushed through the bishul. Enam hashuvim lemazon, they're not considered to be mizonot. Ela kishar pri adama, it's like other fruits. The emhusra hakilipa al yedek ketisha, they took off the peel by crushing it. Yesh omrim, some say the birchatam borem inem mizonot kishenit bashlu. Some say that's already mizonot. The hashiv maase kedera. That's already considered. Right. V'yesh omrim de berchatam dore pri adama. Kevan shagar'in atzmo shelemin. Because the kernel itself is whole. The hanachon shelo yochlem. You should only eat it. Ki im betoch ha'seuda. Only during the meal. Levad sevarat ha'tosfot. Besides the Tosfot's reason about beracha acharona. Over here, this is because of Berachah Rishona. Now,
no,
we said yesterday that in number two, with the Vrei Maran because of Mishnah, the Ered, the Besaif Dale Mari Shelo Husra Klipato, Velo Hulak. But Havalim Husra Klipato Berchato Boremene Mizono, Velo Ba'inan Shi Yitabek Bebishul, Vechen Ered Lohorot. So he wants to say that you can make a mezonot once you took off the peel. The ayin le'el b'sof se'if katan vav. The kishinidabeku, if it's stuck together, al yedei bishul. So now you have two reasons. You took off the kilipa and it's sticky. Yesh l'smoch l'chatechida levarech borei mini mezonot v'acharav me'en shalosh. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, in order to make mezonot, you need at least usara keli pato, and it's sticky. And the ish matzliach wants to say, if it's faradim, if the kilipa was taken off, even if it's not sticky, you can make mizunah. The achen.
What's the kilipa's? Why does it make a difference?
That's not whole. Achen se'urim b'barley shehus raklipatan. They took off the peel. V'gam miktzat mehem, and a little bit of them self gufa. Al yedei techinat arechaim. Shenasim ketanim. They become smaller. Mimash ayu mekodem. Umatzui ze min shekorim. Perl groifin. I think it's pearl barley. That's what they sell. They sell pearl barley. Hanohagim. Girise
peninina.
I got girise peninina, pearl barley. Hanohagim levarech alehem bore menem ezonot. La'acharav me'en shalosh lechatechila. Afim lo netma'achu al yedei abishul en lemachol bahem, because it's a little bit crushed. It's like chulak, because you took off a little bit of the item. But the Ramah says to make on the barley that's roasted shakol. But if it's cooked, gam b'seorim mevarech aleihem kore pri ha'adama. Nistap tosfot is mesupak. Sfira lehu temikol makom. Even so, kivan shemin daganu, since it's a type of grain, efshar deleinyan beracha acharona, when it comes to beracha acharona, tzarich levarech me'en shalosh. He should make me'en shalosh. The af, the ala mechia.
Which me'en shalosh?
What?
Which me'en shalosh? See,
the af, the ala mechia, en yachol omar. He can't say ala mechia, the en omin mazon, yomar al ha'adama, ve'al peri ha'adama.
Wow.
Kemo sho'omrim ala et, ve'al ha'et, peri ha'et. The Tosfot says that a benotam, he gia basidur shelo, he wrote it in. And then, there's al ha'adama, ve'al peri ha'adama.
And then
at the end he took it out because lo matzinu b'shum makom. So they're not sure. Velekach nishar adavar etzlam b'safek. So therefore you should only eat it b'toch ha'seuda. V'em era she'achalo shelo b'toch ha'seuda. Yivarech acharehem borei nefashot rabot. Ki ken hu me'ikar adin. Ulam beberkat Hashem. פסק שלא יברך כלל ונכון שלא יברך ונכון לעשות כנ"ל to eat it this and eat it that, eat something else and make more of it. Granola bars.
It's not going to help you.
Adama.
Nature Valley Adama.
Adama. Most of them.
What about if it's not a
bar? Never mind that, maybe.
Also, Hadama, it's the same question.
Usually you always drink.
Why is it Hadama?
No.
The big, no?
No. The steam.
Really?
What, the Nature Valley?
Yeah. Wow. Even if they're cooked, if they're not stuck together, it's still Hadama also, no? So how do they keep it together? From the
depends. Why isn't that like the kelepa is cooked?
And that one's steamed.
Steamed kelepa is off, but it's not cooked.
What keeps
and it's stuck together with the what's it called? With the honey.
With the honey?
Yeah. Katav. Be'er be'er alacha. Chaura hayan rebaze shelo yivarech. He says, even Chan David says to make more in a fashot. Why? He says, l'chaura, you should say not to make beracha acharona. Even if you want to say that Maram would hold you make nefashot, it's a machlok erishonim. And you say, Safek berachol akel afilu neged maran.
A lot of people don't think it.
What are you going to say? Maybe en safek mosim ide vadai. A lot of rishonim hold, like Tosfot. Ulam, achar ayun nere, shemeachar, sheledat kama acharonim. He wants to say, since Boren Fashot is poter, when there's me'en shalosh, so you have a svek svekat to say. Kam David.
Who said that? Kafahim, somebody said that?
Kafahim, yeah, others. He called Kam David, has a couple others. He says, if you eat something else, that's for sure good. I remember Chamuvadia holds you don't make beracha acharona. Yeah, let's say super sugar crisp.
What is that?
Right? Puffed wheat. Yeah, but Honey Crisp now. Golden Crisp. Cereal.
Oh, the cereal.
Adama.
What's the bit of Hadishah?
Adama.
Honey Bunch of Oats. Also like granola or no? That's good. That's good.
I don't know. Okay.
Is that the one with the berries inside?
Next.
Honey Crisp is a golden crisp.
Hey. It used to be super sugar crisp with the frog, right?
Yeah.
Then sugar became tarif, so they put honey. Kilo is better. Then they don't call honey. It's golden crisp. Still has the same amount of sugars on the side. They just don't talk about
the marketing.
How filu? Right, marketing is different. Filu shel chetim.
Kemach
upstairs. Kemach. How filu shel chetim? Even of wheat. Mevarech alav shehakol ve'acharav borei nefashot rabot. Ah, it comes from wheat. Yeah, but that's not what wheat is meant to be. It's not meant to be eaten as flour. Loshna nitchan dak, like our flour. Loshna doesn't make a difference. Nitchan ketzat, it's a little bit ground. The adain yesh bo tam shel chitim, you can still taste a little bit of the wheat. Loshna kemach shel kelayot, doesn't make a difference. If you roasted the wheat and it got sweet and you ground it. In all of these cases, you make shakol. Filu shel chitim. Hiv de chashivi, it's chashuv. Vekoshken shel seori, certainly bali. Mevarech alav shakol. After achal tachita, kishehi be'ain, even though he ate the wheat whole, berchata would be borei pri adama. Okay, it's not mizonot, at least adama, right? Hacha kivan shenitna hachita, shenishtana hachita shenitchena. Since the wheat was changed when the ground, omed lehit alot, it's gonna get better. The la'asum memena pach. They called him lazeh, but before it became wheat, bread, yatsa mechlal pri, it stopped being a peri. Ulederech achilata lo ba. So the good it used to be, it's not. What it's gonna be, it's not. So where is it? It's nowhere. Shakol. Dak. Most people don't. That's why you make a shakol.
Yeah.
Dak.
Anything.
It's an olomar.
Doesn't matter.
Debazeh en otova kemach la'achila klal. Not, if it's really fine, it's totally not tasty. The guy must really be hungry. Right? Even if it's a little bit bigger, so it's a little crunchy, it has a little flavor.
The bracha
is only shakol.
The bracha that you buy, that one's cooked?
It's pre-cooked and then it's dried, so it's not considered cooked.